I'm standing here in a Chinese restaurant in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 1787. I just went back in time in a time machine. It was a very hot summer in June, and I got a fortune cookie that said I was needed at the Independence Hall for the Constitution. I was on my way, and, oh, look, there it is, a big red brick building on a corner. As I walked in, I asked what the Constitution was. Their response was,
"You don't know what the Constitution is?"
"No, I don't really."
"Well, the Constitution is a plan for our government. What's your name?"
"My name is James. James Madison."
"Oh, you're James Madison. Come on in. We're just getting started."
He went in, and everyone was wearing wigs and fancy coats, while he was wearing old overalls and a button-up shirt. They were working very hard on discussing and arguing about the Bill of Rights, which is what the people vote for or their opinion. Here are a few of the Bill of Rights ideas. We have the freedom of speech, we can't force religion, and the right to a fair trial. Then all of a sudden, Carla Hemingway, the news lady, came in and started asking them random questions. This is what she said.
"Do you guys like pizza?"
"Wow, did you even know that we were in the practice of writing the Constitution? But we came to the speech shop for a lunch break, and yes, we do like pizza."
Finally, when Carly left the pizza place, James Alexander, John, George, and Ben finished eating. Then they went back to the Independence Hall and got busy. Then the people started arguing again. One person,
"We should have the freedom of speech, and the government should have the freedom to break in and steal things. No, we should make it fair, and the people should have the freedom of speech, the right to keep weapons, people should have the freedom of religion, and we should have the right to a fair trial."
And those were the Bill of Rights.
Time passed and the Constitution was finished. Everyone signed it, and I signed it very last. Finally, I went back to our time in a time machine.